Instructions for application submission 2026. Please read carefully. If you meet the criteria, you may email saritha.b@stdunstans.org.za for application documents. Important notes. 1. Application validity and fees. This application is valid for 1 year only. You are responsible for paying your own registration fee. 2. Required documentation. Latest academic results. Proof of registration for 2026. This can be submitted in February 2026. A study fee quotation for 2026 on the institution's letterhead, including costs for books, accommodation, and tuition. 4. New applications. A statement of your eye condition completed by a registered optometrist or ophthalmologist. 4. New applications. A certified copy of your ID document. Banking details of the institution on a letterhead, invoice, or statement from the institution of study. 3. Submission. Please email the required documents to saritha.b@stdunstans.org.za. 4. Additional information. The statement of eye condition must reflect a true Snellen fraction of your eye condition. Please note, the bursaries granted may not cover all your expenses. Ensure you have additional financial support to meet your full liability towards the university, technicon, or college you will be attending. Notification of application status. You will be informed by mid-March 2026 whether your application has been successful. Please do not call us before this date, as we will not be able to assist you. Notifications will be sent via email or telephone. Preference is given to undergraduate students. Postgraduate students may apply, but the approval of the application is subject to various factors. Terms and conditions. An Ian Fraser Memorial Bursary Fund bursary is subject to the following terms and conditions, which will be strictly enforced. Failure to comply with any of these conditions will result in the immediate withdrawal of the bursary. Note, the trustees may withdraw a bursary at any time at their discretion. Their decision is final and binding, with no option for appeal. 1. Notification and validity. You will be informed by mid-March 2026 if you have been awarded a bursary. The bursary is valid for the current academic year only. 2. Registration fee. You are responsible for paying the registration fee for the year. 3. Attendance and examinations. You must attend lectures regularly and sit for mid-year and year-end examinations tests. 4. Academic performance. Failure to pass all examinations in the subjects listed on your application form will automatically disqualify you from future bursaries. 5. Compliance with program requirements. The bursary will be cancelled if the trustees determine that you have been negligent in attending lectures, submitting assignments on time, or if you have changed courses or dropped subjects without the fund's approval or for any other reason deemed unacceptable by the fund. 6. Submission of examination results. You must provide certified copies of your mid-year examination results or a certified mid-year progress report, as well as your year-end examination results, immediately upon receipt from your institution. It is your responsibility to ensure these documents reach our office on time. These results must be on a letterhead. 7. Monthly account statement. An updated student account statement must be sent to the bursary fund administrator at the end of each month. 8. Refund of withdrawn bursary payments. If a bursary is withdrawn after payment has been made, any amounts already paid to you, or the institution must be immediately refunded to the fund. 9. Program enrollment. You must enroll in the Disabled Students Program and/or the Academic Support Program if either or both are available at your institution. 10. Notification of additional bursaries. You must inform the bursary officer in writing by no later than the 30th of April if you have been awarded any other bursaries since completing this application form. 11. Bursary payments. Depending on your mid-year examination test results, bursary payments are generally made as follows. Payments are made to the institution, not to the student. 50% in April. 50% in September-October. 12. Accuracy of application information. If any details provided in the application form are incomplete or false, the application will become null and void. 13. Coaching program. Completing the coaching program offered by the bursary fund is compulsory. An introductory letter will be sent with the application form.